Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
93705.
May I have your first and last name, please, sir?
John Brown.
Thank you so much for that information, Mr. Brown. Okay, and Mr. Brown, would you verify your full billing address for me, please?
1042 West San Gabriel, Fresno, California, 93705.
Great. Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that there was interest shown in a company for Melody Pods, their wireless ear pods. They're Android and Apple compatible. Sweatproof with the built-in microphone. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I got a charge here for $64.97, and I don't know why.
All right. So it looks as if, like I said, you dealt with a company called Melody Pods. You placed an order back in March. It was on a 14-day trial. That particular company allows you to try out their merchandise for free for 14 days, and on the 15th day is when they charge you for the retail value.
Oh, no. That wasn't the deal. That wasn't the deal at all. No, that's false advertising. No.
Okay, so did you receive the product from that company, sir?
I received a product, yeah, but it was free. All I had to do is pay the shipping.
Okay, you try it out for free for 14 days.
No, I didn't try it out for free for 14 days. I paid an exorbitant amount of shipping for it. It was a free product.
Okay, so allow me to explain how that company works. You paid $7 and not.
They came across like you want a promotion, and therefore you can have this product. All you have to do is pay shipping, and this, which is exactly what I did. So they lie.
Okay.
Very simple. Very simple. And I don't know how involved you are with that company, but I'm not going to pay $64 for basically what I would call a cheap imitation of an Apple product. So. Where do I send these back to?
Okay, so give me just a moment. Let me see what the return policy is, if any, on that product.
It doesn't matter because I just now found out about it, and I will contact my credit card company and have them deal with it, or we can deal with it right now.
Okay, Mr. Brown, you asked me a question. Allow me to provide you with an answer. Okay. Thank you so much for your patience. Please hold.
I can't find any super charges. 78.9. Okay.
Thank you so much for your patience. Now, this particular company does allow discounts, so it looks as if you are eligible for a 35% discount on the charge.
No, you misunderstand. I paid for this product already. I'm not paying. That wasn't the deal. They used bad. No. It was a free gift. All I have to do is pay the shipping. That's not buying something.
Okay, sir. Would you happen to have the website for the products?
No, all I have is the biller, which is you.
Would you allow me to provide you with that company's website?
Sure, but you're the one that did the billing, so maybe you should give me your website.
We handle the calls for this company, sir, so I don't have a website. What I was trying to provide... I'm sorry?
Are you Swift Nourish?
No, sir.
Okay,
we service several different online companies.
Okay.
And like I say, if a company has charged you, we try to see what it is that we can do to correct that according to that company's policies and procedures. Therefore, I was trying to explain to you that what it was that you thought was a free product is the opportunity to try out their products for free for 14 days, and on the 15th day is when they charge you for it. So with you already being charged the $64.97, they will allow a discounted charge for you to get a portion of your money back, the
$64.97. Okay. Do you also do quality balanced living?
Well, like I said, because we service several different companies, you're charged, you're invoiced a different...
Yes or no question.
I'm explaining to you why you're seeing that on your... You dealt with Melody Pods, but you were invoiced by a different company. You got a charge for $64.97, which is for the watch, and $69.97, which is for the ear pods.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right.
Both of which, and then in the watch, you couldn't cancel. Once the error was made, it couldn't be canceled.
Okay.
So I said, I'll leave the shipping on it. So, you know, Melody Pods and watch. Okay, the watch is a piece of crap, too.
Yes, sir.
All right, so.
They're allowing a 35% discount on both of those charges.
I'm not accepting that. You're telling me I have to contact the Swift Nourish at swiftnourish.com?
No, sir. You're speaking with the right department that handles it. What I was about to do is allow you to see what their website's terms and conditions were so you understand better what I was trying to explain to you. But since we're past that point, right now, let me send an email to my supervisor to see, to let him know that you're not interested in a 35% discount. And was there anything that can be done within that company's guidelines to assist you, okay? Thank you again for your patience.
There's two different companies.
Sir?
You said there was two different companies.
The companies that you're being invoiced? The company
yes.
that you dealt with is Melody Pods. That's for the watch as well as the ear pods.
Okay,
the two names that go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
The two names that you see on your statements are companies within this company. They're different entities. So you didn't deal with those companies. You dealt with Melody Pods.
Okay.
But because we service so many different companies, you may have been invoiced by another company. But the charges, like I said, were the ones that you see, and this is the company that you dealt with.
Okay.
So you did contact the right department in order to handle both of those charges. And I just received a confirmation email back offering you a 50% discount on both of those charges.
Well,
so $69.97.
No, you can figure it out, but the answer is no. I will send them back.
All right. So with you returning those products, let me provide
fraud, and I want to claim a fraud with the credit card company and let the credit card company deal with it.
Well, sir,
so give me the
not
website. Give me the website so I can tell the credit card company that I've been defrauded.
Okay. So with you filing a dispute, sir, the company is going to provide you with a temporary refund for both of those charges. They're going to open an investigation and review this company's website. Once they see that it's in their terms and conditions, they're going to withdraw that refund and you'll be responsible for that. To avoid that hassle, what we can do is go ahead. I understand you say you would like to send it back. Go ahead and pay shipping and handling and a restocking fee. Once they receive the merchandise back into their warehouse, then they'll provide you with that refund. Or the second option would be to take a percentage off both of those charges.
90%.
That wasn't an option.
Well, you just, it's my option.
Well, I have to go by the terms and conditions and the policies and procedures
okay,
of this company.
The terms and conditions weren't on the website where I ordered, where I agreed to try their product, to, what do you want to say, where I agreed because I was under the impression that I had won these products and all I had to do is pay shipping. There was no other fine print. So they, it's a fraud. You know, and the companies do this all the time. And the fact that I fell for it again, you know, it's my own fault, but they do. It's a fraud. They have no intention of giving you a product for the value that they say they're going to do, which was shipping. So just give me the website so I can tell a credit card company. It's all right. It's what they get paid for. When you do $30,000 worth of stuff with them, they tend to take care of you.
Okay.
So
let me provide
website?
You with the website. It's
mm-hmm.
Chime Pod Snow,
C-H-I-M-E.
All this is one word, all lowercase.
Chime, C-H-I-M-E.
P-O-D.
P-O-D.
S-N-O-W.
S is Sam.
NOW.com.
So snow. ChimePodSnow.com. And which company is that? Which one is that? For the watch or for the...
The watch and the earpods are from the same company. So you're dealing
okay.
with one company.
See, I understand where you're coming from because, you know, but... Why does one company sell itself as Melody Pods and then has two other companies collect the money for them? Come on, give me a break here. It's a scam. And you're part of it.
Was
I'm
there
sorry.
Anything else I can help you with, sir?
No, not
all right.
at all.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with
right
you.
Now. It's just a scam.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry you feel that way. I
well,
appreciate
you
speaking you with us, and thanks for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your night.
I hope you get a good night's sleep tonight. Thank you.